Welcome back to Mondays with Mike and Mary World. It's our video podcast. And I get to start today with a parade of techniques that one of ours got from her mortgage loan officer.
Ooh, nice.
Who sent her a video saying, here's a tip when you're going on a listing appointment. Ooh, prior to the appointment, go to that neighborhood, knock on a few doors, and say, when any of the neighbors answer the door, I'm getting a listing in this neighborhood. What do you like best about living here?
Oh.
And that can be
conversation
food
starter.
Your remarks afterwards. Ask them, by the way, would you like me to send you the listing when I get it?
Ooh, that's cool.
Great way to have conversations and some things to follow up with. Also, send a video as part of your pre-appointment package. And one of our people said to that, well, when I do a listing appointment, I ask the sellers, what are the 10 things you like best about living here? And I put those on the listing sheet whenever I do an open house so the buyers can see it.
Sweet.
Cool idea, huh?
Yeah, very cool idea.
Do you have a parade?
I do.
Good.
All right. So this is from someone who took a listing. Sold them a house on waterfront, had to work really hard to find it, negotiate it. The transaction went great. They were madly in love with her.
And
what ended up happening is when they went to sell, they didn't call her. They called somebody else. They did not list with her. And so she was like bummed out, right?
A little, yeah.
And so here's the message. Don't burn bridges. What she did is treated him like a client, kept him on her client mailing list, continued to invite them for a pie on Thanksgiving, etc. And this time, when they went to list the house and buy another, they called her. And when she got over there, she said, so just out of curiosity, why did you choose me as your realtor? And they said, well, because you're creative, because you went to bat for us when we bought this one, and we know you can get the job done. Pretty cool. Don't burn bridges.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I have an Ax the Expert question.
Okay.
I can't say the name.
No, you're not supposed to say
the name. Who's struggling with balance.
It's confidential. Okay. Yeah. Well, that eliminates a few people.
Well, because all of a sudden, I'm busy again like crazy, and balance is really important to me. But I'm struggling with it. So what's your best tip or technique for maintaining a good business, personal life balance?
Cool.
Okay, here we go. Number one, use your smartphone.
Okay. They're all smart, aren't they? No one has a dumb phone anymore. All right, but use your phone. Put your Google Calendar on your phone.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Have your list of things to do, and from that, write your top five every day. That will help you with balance.
Oh, yeah. Like do your Wickman stuff. Very good advice.
Don't work weekends with very few exceptions. That was, it doesn't work for everybody, but it works for her. And by the way, remember that you're a work in progress. You won't be perfect right away. Smart week. Do your tracking sheets. At the end of the day, you asked me a question. This is what I suggested.
Okay.
You say, can we be done?
I say that.
I like
that. Can we be done now?
Can we be done? All right, we're done working. Mm-hmm. And you put work aside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Set your intentions for the day up front. At the end of the day, send an email to yourself with all the details of things you don't want to miss about tomorrow. And then check your email the first thing you do when you go to work after your morning routine.
Okay.
Right? Use your snooze on the alarm. The alarm goes off, I hit snooze, and until it goes off again, I do my gratitude list.
Oh.
Then I hit snooze, and until it goes off again, I do my silence.
How do you know you don't go back to sleep? But okay.
Get to bed early.
Okay.
Avoid caffeine.
Oh, that was another
6
tip.
O'clock
p.m. Cool.
Yes. And morning and evening routines create a rhythm, especially with the other people in your life.
I love it.
There you have tips for balance from Ask the Experts.
And I have an Ask the Experts question. One of our people said, I've been going on listing appointments and I always tell them the truth. I always let them know that I work for them and that I want them to get maximum value and that I'm going to level with them. And lately what's been happening is they're thinking way, way, way more than what I am telling them.
You should have lied to us.
Right. So I'm seeing it on their face.
Yeah.
They're kind of tuning out, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, we're not going to list with this guy, you know. So he's even lost a couple. So how do you make sure that doesn't happen? What do you do to make sure those things don't happen? And I've got notes too.
Let me hear this.
So are you asking questions up front? How much do you think your home is worth? How did you come up with that price, et cetera? Using that client qualifier.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the question is, what do you think your home is worth? Sometimes you know on the phone before you get there, but if there's two people that are deciding, you don't know what both of them think. And it's probe, probe, probe. It's not ask the question, move on. So are you doing that? Let's see. Sincerity plays really, really well. So make sure you're being very, very sincere. Shoot straight, but don't hit him with a sledgehammer. I like that. Kind of mixing metaphors, but you know, I kind of like that. Hey, it's spring. What's going to happen? All right, it's not spring, but it's going to be spring. What's going to happen to prices in the spring? What's going to happen to supply and demand? What's going to happen with interest rates? We don't know. Get the listing. Now's not the time to say, oh, well, I'm not going to list it because it's overpriced. And then try this on for size. What if you started with your core values and you said, by the way, when that means that whatever your goal is, that's my goal, that you hit your goal. So there's going to be times in a relationship when I give you advice and you might not like that advice. There's going to be times when I tell you the truth and you think, well, I don't know if that's really the truth. So I'm saying to you right now, whenever I give you advice, I will be telling the truth. And it will be for your best interest. Now, always you get to decide if you want to go that way or not. You're always the decision maker. But what you're going to get from me is honesty and caring. And those are my core values. Then, are you mastering? Have you mastered the Floyd Wickman three-part pricing presentation?
Oh, gosh.
The dilemma technique. Can you do that? Can you say that? The three prices on every house. The price and time pyramid. You know, I'm willing to take it for $50,000 more. I think he's in about the $450 price range. So that's a significant percentage of price, right? Floyd always said if you're within 5% of the value, it's going to sell. So when you're 15% over the value, holy tamale, that's okay as long as they're not mad at you. As long as you've got built-in price reductions. As long as they know, hey, I'll try it. And if we can get that, guess what? We're going to Ruth's Chris on me because it's more than I think you can get. And you prove me wrong, I would love that. And by the way, I'll go to war for you to get this house sold for that price. But if it doesn't, I don't want you to be mad at me. So how long do you think, et cetera, et cetera? Get those built-in price reductions. Just love that. Great timing for that question. I hope it helps all of you out there that run into a pricing hesitation. Learn the pricing dialogue. So many people think that pricing means you show them your comps. No, it doesn't. It's a dialogue with visuals. Learn it.
Yeah, the truth always wins. It never hurts. I heard on the radio today some financial planners advertising, and they talked about the word fiduciary and said, we'll always give you advice that's in your best interest because by law, that's the definition of fiduciary. And that's us. We're a fiduciary for our sellers.
Do you remember back when Floyd first invented the program, he used to have us dig out our code of ethics from the National Association of Realtors and highlight that phrase that talked about fiduciary responsibility and show that to people. Yeah. Nothing wrong with trotting out some of that old stuff because it still is true today.
Veritas.
Go have a great week.